shot.
And just before we go, here's a quick piece for Oz Music Month here on RN. David Bridie is one of those musicians who never made it commercially huge, but he's won major critical acclaim and universal respect within the industry. Here's David Bridie on how he was originally inspired by another Australian legend.
Hi, my name's David Bridie from Not Drowning Waving and My Friendly Chocolate Cake and my own solo stuff. I remember seeing the Reels play, a band from Dubbo, led by Dave Mason. Love won't annihilate hatred. It builds you up till you've had enough, then won't let you be. And they used all keyboards and songs about Australia, and it sounded totally different from anything that I'd heard before. And I was quite young at the time, and it sort of made me realise that. Up until then, I thought Australian music was not in the big game. Just when you say no more, a hand is for a key. Oh, I never wanted to be in Quasimodo's dream. Shall I beg the ringmaster, please find another? That both at a musical and a lyrical level really cut through. I heard about the Reels in the newspaper first because Dave Mason's father was the leader of the Liberal Party in New South Wales, and he got his father into trouble for having smoked marijuana, or said that he smoked marijuana. And then it was only 2 days later that a friend of mine gave me a listen to Quasimodo's Dream. And it has Kitchen Man and Shout and Deliver on it, and the track Quasimodo's Dream is just this brilliant piece. And I remember seeing them at the club in Smith Street in Collingwood and being totally transfixed and thinking, yeah, being in a band and playing music and playing songs would be not a bad option in life. Beats working in a bank. Shall I beg the ring, Mr. Please, find another me.
David Bridie on the music of The Reels. That was produced by Jane Ullman with Russell Stapleton. And I'm going to dig out some old stuff from The Reels this weekend because they really were great.